The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Jack's Cheesecake is a Watkinsville, Georgia-based bakery that delivers beautiful, delicious, award-winning cheesecakes. 19-year-old owner-operator Jack Leach is a talented young man with autism who excels in playing basketball and making great cheesecake. Jack is a two-time Georgia Special Olympic basketball gold medalist and a huge fan of the Atlanta Hawks, Georgia Bulldogs, and, of course, our Atlanta Braves. We met Jack and his dad, Brent, recently at a Braves game, and after hearing their inspiring story, we had to invite them to the Braves Radio Network studios to tell everyone in Braves country about Jack's Cheesecake. So today, we'll focus on family, faith, and cheesecake with Jack and Brent Leach. Welcome to Braves Country.
Hey, thank you very much for having us.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's not every day that we get a two-time Olympic gold medalist to join us here on the Braves Radio Network, who's also a cheesecake baker and an entrepreneur, a special Olympian. 3-on-3 basketball, Jack's a shooter, and he even got introduced recently with the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks! You gotta be able to sound all good to do it like that, but that, how cool is that? I want to know the story of how this all came about, because, Scott, y'all ran into each other at the Braves game just being fans.
Yeah, I mean, here's how I kind of, my end of it is Tyler Leach is a friend of mine. I went to college with him at UGA, and he invited me to a ball game, and he introduced me to his brother, who introduced me to his son, Jack, and then next thing you know, I was finding out all about Jack's Cheesecake, and I got really, really excited about the whole thing because just everything, it kept unfolding, and frankly, I was a little bit miffed that some of the local TV stations scooped us on it. So I was like, "Well, we got to get you guys up to the Braves Country podcast because Tug and I love food and family and faith and Southern living, and you guys exemplify all of that. So thank you for coming in, man. It was great to meet you at the ball game the other night.
Yeah, it was. I'll say great seeing you because I've actually met you a few times over the past maybe 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
Usually at a concert or something where I'm at with my brother. But we've met passing by a couple times, but we got to spend a lot of quality time together at that Braves game.
So tell me about Jack's Cheesecake. Like, how did that come about? How did we realize that Jack was going to be able to make cheesecake? Because, where does that skill come from?
So it really almost took us by storm. Jack always liked to cook. Even when he was little, he would help making, cookies, baking whatever I was making. Jack's mom is what we'd say not much of a cook.
Okay. Oh, you said that on the air.
All right, that's brave. That's a brave man.
But she, why we're talking about Jack's mom, so I used to run the Ballyhoo Grills down in Florida.
Oh, wow.
A steak and seafood chain.
Didn't they have one here in Atlanta, too?
They did not. They had one in, the original was in Tarpon Springs.
Okay.
And then the next one was in the Carrollwood part of Tampa. And then the last one I worked at was in Gainesville, Florida. And it just so happened that I met and fell in love with my bartender, who is Jack's mom.
Okay.
So she can sling a beer, but as far as cooking goes, I'm the cook of the family, yeah.
Okay.
But, my mom is a heck of a cook. Her aunts were from a long line of cooks. But Jack always was interested in the cooking. For a while there, he was a pizza guy.
Okay.
He had
me
one
too,
of those.
By the way.
He made some original ones, but he had one of those things you might have seen. It's like it spins the pizza around and then it kind of just cooks from the top and bottom. So he had one of those. I think Tyler actually gave that to him.
Cool.
So he was cooking pizza on that a lot. One of his most fun pizzas was a candy corn pizza.
Holy smokes.
Jack, was that a good one?
Yeah, that was a good one, I bet.
So
smiling.
What was funny is he had the candy corn, so we knew he was making it, but we talked him into doing half and half so the rest of the family could have some non-candy corn pizza.
Oh, I see. I got to tell you, that sounds like the movie Elf a little bit. You know,
when
he was making like the spaghetti with, you know, maple syrup on top
that's
breakfast.
Yeah. But yeah, much like the maple syrup, candy corn will turn to caramel or a syrup, and it rolled over to the other side of the pizza.
Oh, no.
So we all had the sweetest pizza we'd ever had that night.
Did that get you into thinking, hey, what, maybe we should do something sweet because he's got a little bit of a sweet tooth?
No, it didn't. It was still just a hobby. He moved on to quesadillas. He started making quesadillas on like the griddle or the skillet type quesadillas. I mostly would do just cheese, but one time I walked in and he had a quesadilla about 2 inches thick, and I'm like, Jack, what's in your quesadilla? And he goes, granola bar.
Granola bar.
Yeah, not crumbled up granola bar.
No, just a straight up granola bar. Absolutely. Well,
so that was a fun one. And then he was going to go over to my mom's house, who lives in Athens, who, like I said, is a heck of a cook, Donna Leach. And they were going to make cheesecakes. She always made a great cheesecake. So he made the cheesecake. And if y'all ever made a cheesecake, it's called a springform pan.
I know what it is, but I've never made one. I know what those pans are. I've seen those.
So, yeah. So, basically, there's a buckle, a bottom, and the circular type pan.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when the cheesecake's done and cooled, you unsnap the buckle, and it widens up so you can take the pan off and leave the bottom. So, he had such a good time making cheesecakes with my mom. He found a set of red and black UGA.
UGA. Let's go.
Red and black cheesecake pans. There was a big one and a little one he found on Amazon. And just a little backstory, Jack he'll find anything on the computer.
Attaboy.
Hasn't been able to since he was a little kid.
That's cool, man.
But he found the red and black cheesecake pans, so my mom ordered them for him. And when they got to the house, Jack wanted to make cheesecakes every day.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Right.
So we didn't want him eating cheesecake every day because that's not good for anybody.
Yeah. Right. Not every day.
A treat. It's
It's not maybe once a week.
Substance. Yeah. So we didn't want to stop him from making them because he liked them so much. So we ended up donating a lot of them to his teacher, Audrey Norman, at the Oconee County Middle School. She was in charge of the special needs program there, and she would she had a coffee cart called Braves Beans. The school was the Oconee County Braves. So they would sell coffee on the coffee cart for every Friday to raise money for the special needs program. So we just started donating the cheesecakes to her, and then the class as a group would cut them up. We gave them these little portion bowls. So they would cut up one or two cheesecakes. They'd put them on the coffee cart on Friday. The teachers would put their name on a list, and then that's who got the cheesecakes that week.
Nice.
Well, after a couple of weeks, we developed the salted caramel cheesecake.
Oh, wow.
And that's Jack's specialty. That's our number one seller.
All right.
So the teachers were going bonkers over the salted caramel cheesecakes. So we were getting texts and calls from some of the teachers saying, oh, hey, I didn't get it. My cheesecake this week. Audrey Norman would call us, say, we had a list and it sold out so fast. Can you start making three cheesecakes?
Wow.
So we started getting three cheesecakes. And then after a while, someone suggested, I can't remember who it was, but they said, can we just buy them from you directly? And I said, oh, I never thought about that. So we kind of set Jack up a little Facebook shop.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of just attached to my Facebook page. It was Jack's Cheesecake Shop, and I think we had like four flavors or something. Key lime, salted caramel, the plain New York, and I think the peanut butter cup. Key lime was a huge seller also. But so he was selling like six cheesecakes a week on Facebook. It was nice, fun. I was working at Comcast Cable. I'd been there for 3 years. I thought that was finally the job I was waiting for, that I loved and was going to stay at forever. But turning down the road, the story will turn another way.
Well, I heard from your brother Tyler that actually things started taking off so fast that you had to quit your job at Comcast to focus on Jack's Cheesecake. And yeah. I wonder, was that a cool moment, Jack, when your dad decided to quit his job and stay home and work with you? Did you like that?
Nice.
Do you like when dad's in the kitchen cooking with you? Tell the truth.
Bowl.
Not really.
He
said, this is Jack's Cheesecake.
That's right.
You're my marketing director.
Exactly. It's not Brand's Cheesecakes.
And prep cook.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and now I guess you got a website, jackscheesecake.com. You're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Jack's Cheesecake. You even got a GoFundMe page, Jack's Cheesecake's GoFundMe project, where you're trying to, what are you trying to do with that anyway? We'll skip ahead a little bit before we'll go back.
Yeah, that's fine.
What are you doing with your GoFundMe situation there?
When the original goal, after we decided this was going to be our business,
we wanted to
be big enough where we could hire some of Jack's friends. And 2 years went by, and we were kind of still a week-to-week business. I mean, there were some weeks, due to weather, that we thought we might shut down.
Oh, wow.
Sure, yeah.
So let alone how are we going to hire special needs kids, rent a kitchen, get equipment, all that stuff. So, 3 years came along, and we still weren't, to where we wanted to be. And some people suggested, why don't you do a crowdfunding or, GoFundMe? So we thought with the GoFundMe, we could maybe raise enough money to get a concession trailer. So a concession trailer would give us the luxury of going from place to place without lugging heavy tents and heavy coolers and whatnot. Because when you do it that way, you can go to like maybe one place a day. But if you have a concession trailer, you can go to several places. You can use that trailer as a delivery truck.
Yeah, and food trucks are huge right now.
Yeah. And the nice thing with a concession truck, so we wouldn't be cooking anything on it.
Right.
So it basically would be an enclosed trailer, freezers and stuff on it. We pull up, we pop the window open, and we start
open
selling.
Open for business.
And then we close and move on to the next location. So the GoFundMe has actually, we've raised enough to where we think we're going to be able to get that concession trailer.
Nice. Congratulations.
So thank you. That's going to be huge for us.
But people still need to help because you have other goals, I guess.
Yes. We want to have a storefront. Mm-hmm. That's more likely going to be, a lease. I don't, envision us buying any big piece of property, especially around Oconee County. I don't know if you guys are familiar,
Jack, you got
cheap.
A smart business manager over
I'm
here.
I'm telling you, he's got a damn pat.
And, I also noticed that on your website it says not only, you're Oconee County and Watkinsville based, but you're growing rapidly, and you got 15 retail outlets. You got places that are carrying Jack's Cheesecake now, and you're even branching out into Florida. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
So the Florida one, there's actually two locations down there.
Uh-huh.
One is Sunset Smoothies in Dunedin, and the other one is Pub 1933 in Clearwater. Now, the pub in Clearwater, there's a connection there. The owner and his wife, the wife used to be married to one of my best friends from when I was bartending down in Florida. So I've kept in touch with her through Facebook and stuff. And she had sent a message saying, is there some way, I know we're down in Florida, but is there some way we can sell your cheesecakes at our restaurant? And I said, well, we could probably do like a once every quarter trip for 2 days down there. And we make these we call them little Jacks. So they're like little cupcake sized cheesecakes. So she will buy enough of those to last about 3 months in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And then she decorates them, however she wants to. She turns them into turtles, or she puts strawberries, or whatever the seasonal thing is. So she sells those ones. And then the smoothie one, we try to deliver at the same time. And she sells a slice flavor of the week.
Okay.
So she orders large ones, cuts them up into 8 pieces, and sells them by the slice. in the week. So it's not a, it's not really a profitable one, but it's nice. You know, we have again.
You're expanding the brand.
Yeah. Expanding the brand.
What's your biggest retail outlet here in Georgia, or what are some of the couple of them that you want to mention that people can go to and just and they're you're going to find Jack's Cheesecake right there?
So Striplings in Bogart. Have y'all heard of Striplings?
Oh, absolutely.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. So the Striplings in Bogart is by far our largest retail outlet. They actually just placed an order for 60 cheesecakes this week. So
wow.
You know what we'll be doing after we leave here.
Yeah, I'm going to be cooking a bunch of cheesecakes.
Now, Jack, are you excited? When you hear 60 cheesecakes that you need to make, is that exciting to you? Do you get fired up
or
about
nervous?
That?
Do you get nervous about it? That's a bunch of cheesecakes.
Are you happy about it? 60 cheesecakes, bud?
Nice.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely.
Jack, how many cheesecakes did you cook last week? Was it 70? I think you did 75. Cheesecakes
wow.
and bacon last week.
He was over there doing the math. It was so many.
Seriously, calculate that up, man. I would have had to do the same thing, man. Take me forever to come up with that. I'm not very good at math.
I noticed that y'all brought a cooler with you here, and I don't want to be presumptuous, but I got to think there might be something in there we want to see, and I wondered if right here while we're recording,
oh man, Jack,
show us that what's in that cooler so we can see what Tug thinks about
it. Do a live action reveal?
Yeah.
Go ahead, bud. Where's the cooler at?
You can move back from your seat if you want to show it to us or whatever. Our dad can get it.
There we go.
Let's take a look at the evidence here. I want to see what's going on. I think Tug's going to get fired up when he sees this thing.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Jack, grab one of the things that's inside of there.
And here I'm trying to eat less and lose weight. And I think that's over for the day,
buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
So go ahead and
there we go.
Look at there. Those are the little Jacks you're talking about.
So those are the little Jacks.
Nice.
That's what we call the Little Jack six-pack sampler.
Nice.
And it is incredibly popular. And there's actually two more six-packs in here for you guys.
Wow.
So you can share the wealth.
Those are unbelievable.
So I like how each one of them is different. You get it's a sampler. Yeah.
So we actually mix them up week to week, so they're not all the same every week. That one over there has a Kahlua, a New York, an Oreo. Jack, is Oreo your favorite flavor?
Yeah, my son Jacob's favorite. He's 19. He's about to turn 19 in a couple days. His favorite is Oreo as well. So y'all got that in common for sure.
He loves that.
And then what else we got in there?
So the one that has the little red poking out, there's a company out of Athens is starting to get pretty big. They're actually opening their second cafe in Augusta this week. They're called Alumni Cookie Dough. If you have any kids around Jack's age or younger, you've probably heard of Alumni Cookie Dough around here. But that is a cheesecake with a ball of red velvet alumni cookie dough batter baked into it.
Okay.
So that's a special one. And then we got a chocolate chip cookie dough over there.
Which
a key
looks
lime.
Incredible.
And a plain New York.
There you go. Man, what a great great sampler there. You can tell with the old Jack's snacks. It was Jack's pack.
Little Jack's six pack.
That's now, it. I get us all confused. That looks great. Little Jack's six pack looks incredible.
These look great. And Tug and I, we now back Jack too.
Absolutely.
I like your t-shirts. We back Jack.
That's you might want to taste them first. That's just
I can tell from looking at
them. Something tells me you wouldn't be as successful as you've been so far if they weren't really good.
Yeah, so that six pack has grown very popular. It started off as just to be what it says, a sampler.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, next time you know what to order.
What to get, yeah.
But we sell usually anywhere from 24 to 48 of those a week.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That's incredible.
And then you have the full-size cakes, too. I see people are ordering them for weddings and events and tailgating.
We have a wedding this upcoming Saturday. We had a wedding last Saturday. We've done, I think this will be our eighth wedding. And the little Jacks at weddings are really popular because they're good. And B, Jack will show up to serve them. And the other thing I'm sure you've all been to weddings, but there can be a bottleneck at that cake line
for
an hour.
Yeah.
So with the little Jacks, they go up, they grab one, they go sit down.
Well, Jack over there directing traffic, you know?
Jack will put them up on a tray and take them from table to table.
Here we go.
Like a cocktail waiter.
I like it. That's awesome. This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
How's the rest of your family jumped on as we support and talk to Jack Leach and his father Brent about Jack's Cheesecake? How has the rest of the family jumped in and helped out?
Well, they love it. They're really excited about it. So Jack's little sister used to be an elite gymnast. I think in level 6 and level 7, she was actually the number one gymnast for her age in the bottom 8 Southeast states.
Wow.
So I used to be known as Peyton's dad.
Oh, got it.
And then one year Peyton shot up about a foot. And we don't, I don't know about gymnasts, but once they get tall, it kind of is the...
Yeah, it makes it tough.
Yeah, so she actually ended the gymnastics. She's on the golf team and the cheerleading team
now.
That's
awesome.
And in one year, she became a 12 handicap. One year of golfing.
What?
Yeah, this big gymnast muscles.
Kids. Some athletes.
That's
there.
Right.
So so she thinks it's really cool. And her and Jack are actually in the same grade at Oconee High.
Mm-hmm.
We held back Jack back a grade when he was in like, first grade. So that they could grow up together in the same grade. And then his older sister is at Georgia College down in Milledgeville.
In Milledgeville, which is beautiful. Yeah.
So she's an artist.
Okay.
She's a quiet artist. And she actually developed one of our logos.
Very nice.
A graphic design
class.
So she everybody loves it. So Jack's mom actually works at the Red and Black newspaper down in Athens part-time.
Okay.
So when she's off, we have double booked before, and we had to pack up a cooler of slices of cheesecake and send her to one location, and
okay.
me and Jack went to another location. And we actually have added on Hawaiian ice to our
very
business.
Very nice. Yeah, Jack's Hawaiian ice, too.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's become very popular.
I'm sure.
Especially when it's 90 degrees out. People want some Hawaiian ice.
These Georgia summers. I have a nephew who's autistic, and he is the greatest kid. He's the sweetest kid. There's a lot we don't know about autism, and it's a journey. I know it's been a journey for him, and I'm sure it's been a journey for Jack, too.
So I don't think Jack, realizes he's any different than anyone else.
No, of course not. Yeah.
And as far as autism spectrum goes, I think that's why they call it a spectrum, because I know a lot of Jack's kids. I didn't mention this about the basketball thing, but Jack's dad was the coach of those two gold medal teams.
Oh, very nice. Okay, all
we're
right.
A basketball family.
I see you. That's awesome.
But every one of Jack's friends and every autistic kid on the spectrum that I've ever met is entirely different.
Completely different. I agree
so
with
the
you.
So the more you try to learn about it, the less you're going to know unless you're a professional. So I let the professionals do the work,
of course.
And I just enjoy,
spending time with Jack.
Yeah. For 4 years, I worked every day with my son, which is the greatest thing
in
the world.
What a blessing. That's a blessing for the good Lord.
I thought Comcast cable was great.
And
I was good at it.
Yeah. Working with Jack's even better.
But working with Jack is even better.
I can only imagine.
Even when he's kicking me out of the kitchen.
Well, look, he only does that on occasion, I'm sure. He's let you coach him up. He's earned you a couple gold medals. What more do you want?
Yeah. Jack's a shooter.
That's right. So that's what I hear.
We got a hoop in the cul-de-sac. And he chucks up half quarters, and he does not miss often.
Steph Curry style over there.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm a faithful guy. Faith is important to me and Scott both. And I'm assuming that faith has to come into this story somehow or other. Or it seems to. Every sweet story, good story, wholesome story always comes back to faith. And you guys are on the guest services team at the Athens Church. So
yes.
Faith is a big part of your life, too.
Yes, yes, and we love doing guest services. They like having me and Jack out at the front door. A lot of people will recognize Jack and want to come get a picture with him. They never want to get a picture with Jack's dad.
Even though he's the one that led him to the gold medals. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. So that's fun for
Always
us.
The bridesmaid, right? Yeah. Never the bride.
Yeah, exactly.
As the old saying
I was a groomsman in 13 weddings.
There you go. Yeah.
But yeah, we do the guest services, and then, you know, I can walk up and down the hallway and watch the service in the lobby. And then after the first service, Jack stays and goes to his small group. I go and meet my wife. We have a green space area of the church outside. She likes to sit out there. And then I'll hang out there with her a little bit, but I've already seen the service. So I'll cut away and go to Sam's Club and get some supplies for the upcoming week.
Okay, yeah.
And then we'll all meet up for lunch afterwards.
I love it. Layout you have. I mean,
you got a whole system.
Systems, yeah, exactly what I was looking for.
Well, we actually do have a real cool story about Jack and our faith. So within 2 weeks of each other, Jack won his first Taste of Oconee for best dessert.
Nice.
He won his first gold medal in basketball, and he got baptized.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Dude, that's a good week there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that many people have had a week quite like that one.
That's the trifecta.
That's
right
exactly
there.
Right, man. Yeah. That's the way to go right there. That is unbelievable. I'm so proud of that, and I'm so proud that y'all are in here with us as we talk to Jack Leach and his father Brent of Jack's Cheesecake. You can check him out on the web, jackscheesecake.com. On Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Jack's Cheesecake, and then his GoFundMe page. Just search for Jack's Cheesecake. What advice would you give to parents or anybody listening who has an autistic or special needs child? How would you encourage them to do some of the things that you're doing?
That's the thing. Don't be limited. I have a son who, for most of his life, didn't talk. And when he was younger, I was kind of selfish. I'm like, oh, you know, he doesn't care about baseball. I'm never going to, you know, have a catch with him. What are we going to do? And it kind of drove me into a bit of a depression. And then, you know, we got back into the church and the basketball, you know, thing came along. And then the cheesecake thing came along. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wow, you know, this is my best friend, you know, not just my son. So you got to hang in there, you know, find some common ground. That's my advice in my situation. And then talk to people. Because like I said, every case that I know of is totally different.
So different.
I had an ex-coworker I used to work with maybe 10, 15 years ago. And her daughter had a child that I was diagnosed with Asperger's. And she called me and said, her son is banging his head against the wall and the headboard, and he's upset all the time. He's like, do you mind if my daughter calls you? And I said, yeah, that'd be fine if she calls me, but just so you know, Jack's happy all the time.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite.
Or almost all the time. So, yeah. They can come meet and they can, you know, play together and stuff, but I don't know what advice I would give. So, you know, maybe she might want to, you know, call somebody that's
more of a similar experience.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
Yes, maybe an Asperger's group or there's, you know, got to be a group for different people out there. So, some of Jack's friends, like Robert, you met at the game.
Yeah, Robert's
we got to
cool.
take Robert and his grandpa to the Braves game. Robert's like Jack, you know, if you were just to look at him. There's no way you would just guess they had any issue with being on the spectrum. They all have
nuances.
Things.
Yeah.
And like Jack, he made 75 cheesecakes within 48 hours last week.
Son, that is a machine.
He's an anomaly there. And yeah. he is a machine. He lines them up. He gets the pans ready. He gets the
everything's
crust
perfect,
ready,
too, I'm sure.
Everything's ready to roll.
So detailed.
He just pounds them out. But he's an anomaly. I'm not going to find another kid like that if I search, you know,
high
1,000 other. Yeah. But there is something, you know, when we open Jack's Cheesecake storefront, there's going to be something that they can do there. And that's going back to the GoFundMe a little bit. You know, it's hard enough to open a restaurant or bakery and make a profit, but we want to give the kids the experience. So that's why the GoFundMe. So even if I took out a loan and opened my own place, I'm going to have to pay out double what the next bakery's paying out in labor and cost, just because it's going to take a little longer for some of these kids to learn how to do the skill. So that's what we were hoping the GoFundMe could give us a little boost.
A little boost, yeah, I get it. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, and I love where your heart is about that. You know, that's the most important part at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, I'll
that's
tell you that. So those two gold medal trips to the Georgia Special Olympics was the best couple days of my life.
Yeah, I bet it was.
It actually got cut the last couple of years because of COVID. But those 2 years were great. They have like an opening ball where they have like a ceremony. There's some local celebrities there. And then they open up the floor to a dance floor, and the kids just dance for a couple hours.
That's so cool. Where was the ball?
Marietta.
In Marietta, very nice. Because I know they used to have them up at the Northwest Georgia Trade and Convention Center in Dalton, where I'm from. Because I have an adopted sister who's special needs, and it's just such a wonderful experience. You summarize it very well. It is just it's so special and so nice, and I encourage anybody who's never seen it to go see it. It's wonderful.
So go over the top ways that folks can back Jack and get involved and help out by ordering cheesecakes from Jack's Cheesecake. You prefer they come to the .com or Striplings, or what's your order of operations? Where should people do? There's somebody out there right now listening who's like, I want to get active on this right now.
So the best way right now is to either go to a retail outlet, and you can go to jackscheesecake.com and click on the retail button, and you'll get a list. But we've got a place in Bogart. We've got a place in Greensboro. We've got two places in Florida. We have a place in Decatur. Not our own places, but
stores.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best way.
Okay.
Because when it first broke, we were cooking, loading up the truck, and driving around from Watkinsville around the perimeter and back. Mm-hmm. And then waking up 2 hours later cooking again, and it was rough. But if you're in an area that doesn't have sell Jack's Cheesecake, talk to one of your restaurants. You got a buddy that owns a restaurant, mm-hmm. or you got a buddy that owns a food store, or like a produce hybrid store. Mm-hmm. There's one in Decatur called Common Roots that does ours. There's one in Greensboro called Ripe Thing Market. They're kind of restaurant/produce stand/fresh market things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we can get into there, and then you can go buy them from them.
Okay.
And that's easy. So refer us to a friend, I guess I'd say. Okay.
But you'll also take mail order, I guess, right?
So we can do some shipping. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
There's packaging involved. If you use dry ice, it can't go on an airplane, so it has to be ground transportation. So it can be done. We don't push it a lot just because it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
We'd rather throw it on a truck, take it to a store in Roswell or Cobb County or somewhere, then tell them, hey, go to Joe's Food Market and grab your Jack's Cheesecake. That way you're supporting two Georgia locals.
I love that. That's so awesome. Just supporting local businesses.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
And we also do some like farmers market type stuff.
Okay.
And once we get that concession trailer, we'll be able to do more.
Yeah.
So So folks should go to GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com, and find Jack's Cheesecake on there. Or just go to the .com and link right through, JacksCheesecake.com. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. They're on TikTok, Jack's Cheesecake. And find those outlets to get in there and get involved. And I wonder if somebody maybe listening in Mississippi and they just want to order a cheesecake and maybe donate it to your church or something. And they just could you take an order online and they just go ahead and fill it and then they say gift it to somebody?
Yes. So we've taken orders. Say, hey, I want to buy 8 cheesecakes. Go take them to your local firefighters.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so we've had that happen.
See, but that goes right back to what you're saying earlier with the heart of this whole thing. And it's so encouraging to other people. It's almost like a little bit of pay it forward. You know, we hear about people paying for somebody's, food that's behind them in line at Chick-fil-A or whatever. And it's kind of that.
Yeah.
But with Jack's Cheesecakes, which I think is terrific. Anytime we can make the world a better place like those people are and like y'all are, That's what we need to be doing, and I commend y'all for being so dialed in to what this world needs, and using Jack's ability, the God-given ability that he has, to bake and cook and all those things, to make this world a better place. When all you have to do is turn on the TV and find people doing the exact opposite.
Yeah, and I'm trying to raise Jack to learn how important it is to give. We've got a couple. Is it okay if I plug a couple of charities
yes,
we're working
with? Yes, of course.
With? So we're actually doing a lemonade stand this weekend, Sunday, June 25th. This probably won't will be done by the time this airs. But we're Lydia's Place is a nonprofit out in Watkinsville, and they house children who have aged out of foster care.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been around for a while, and I really didn't know much about them until recently. But we're actually going to set up a lemonade stand at South Main Brewing, which is a new brewery in Watkinsville. We are having the Princess of Athens, a nice lady named Catherine, who turned how she looks like a princess. I think I sent one of the pictures to you.
Yeah, she is a princess.
Yes. Yeah. she actually turned that into a business. So she will dress up as Ariel or Belle or one of the princesses and go to a party or go to a whatever you hire her for.
Sure. And I've seen she teams up with Jack quite a bit.
So
now.
she actually just stops by to see us. When we have it a pop-up event, she'll stop by and see us. But she's going to be at this Lydia's Place lemonade stand. So what we're doing is we got two things going. For $5, they're going to get their glass of lemonade. They're going to get a little Jack cheesecake. And then they're going to get a professional picture. So me and Ty's uncle is a professional photographer out of Athens, Craig Gum Photography. He's going to take a professional picture of you or your kids with the Princess Ariel and email it to you. So you'll get a nice picture.
Incredible. That's great.
Yeah, and then we're going to do a $10, $10 raffle, basically a fishbowl type thing, where we've got some local restaurants.
Like gift cards or something?
He's got gift cards.
Yeah.
Some places have done flower arrangements, some other door prizes. We're going to be raffling off out there. So all the money from that is going to go straight to Lydia's Place. We're not going to make a dollar off of that. And then we also do work with a nonprofit charity called Lovecraft. They specialize with like art and music. Mm-hmm. T. Hardy Morris teams up with them a lot.
Yeah, great artist.
Yeah, so they have their own Lovecraft band. They do art and they have exhibits. You can go purchase their art and stuff. So they're a great one. We go and do cheesecakes and Hawaiian ices at some of their events. We'll be at Southern Brewing in Athens August 25th with them. And I don't know if T. Hardy Morris will be there, but the Lovecraft Band will be there. And then on those type of events, we give 10% of what we make straight to the charity.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then another one, ESP, I think ESP is a giant one. It happens to be in Watkinsville, but it's huge. I mean, they had Vince Dooley jumping out of an airplane to raise money.
Oh my!
They're a nonprofit money making machine, but they do great things mostly for the younger special needs kids. Jack goes to a lot of their camps. They have a prom every year. They have after school programs. So we try and do as much as we can with ESP. So that's our thing. I think it's a beautiful thing for not only an autistic kid to be running his own business, but then he's turning around and giving 10% to his church and local charities.
That's amazing. He's trying to help employ other special needs kids. And I got to imagine when he goes to those kind of events, he's inspiring to the younger kids who think, you know, I can do this too.
Yeah, we've had people drive hours away to bring their special needs kids to see Jack.
That's amazing.
That's wonderful.
Just get a picture with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we've actually been able to hire, we call them guest employees, where we have a bigger event. Like Robert did a guest employee with us. Jack's friend Madison did a guest employee. We're basically just hire them for a couple hours at one of the events and let them come have some fun and make Hawaiian ice and serve cheesecakes. But we really want to be to a point where we could actually hire them on like a part-time or full-time basis.
I think you're going to get there. It's growing. Thank you guys so much for driving in from Watkinsville to see us today.
Hey, not a problem.
Bringing us cheesecake and telling us all about it. It's just an honor to have you all here.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoy this.
I'm sure we will. And Jack, man, we're so proud of you, and we're just glad to know you. And we are glad that you're doing so well. So thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Paul.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome, bud. This is the Braves Country Podcast on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network, and y'all come back now. You hear?
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet? Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.